We are on page 713 in our edition of the Tanya, Perek Mem Tes. We're in the middle of, to the end, really. We're talking about how the Kriya Shema was designed, the brachas were designed with the Shema to present this idea of a natural love that should come out of appreciating what Hashem does, coming from the great palace and coming down to us. We mentioned how the two brachas, the bracha first before the Shema, that discusses how awesome Hashem is, and then after all that, he's so busy, so to speak, with everything up there, and he still bothers to come down for us and choose us as a people and cares about us, and we were going through all the steps of that second bracha. So now, we're going to get to the Shema now. Now we come to the Shema. Umeyata, third line from the top. Yizbar, he's going to explain, Eichem Echon Kriyishma. How are these two brachas a preparation for the Kriyishma? Kikra Kriyishma hu lahafker hakol bishvilav Hashem. The main point of the Kriyishma is to make everything hefker for the love of Hashem. Vizeh ba'al yedeh his bonanus biniskol. And that comes by reflecting on the things mentioned in the two brachas that we mentioned before. If Hashem is doing all this for us, so what should I do? Now we begin with the Tanya. V'nei kasher yosim ha-maskil eila ha-dvorim el oimkam de liba umucha. When a person, a smart person, places these words of the first two brachas into the depths of his heart and his mind, ozayim ha-mela, consequently, kemayim ha-ponim l'ponim, like the water that faces into the face that faces into the water and reflects the face. Tislahet nasha, your fire, your soul will get on fire. The tislabesh beruach nadiva, and will enclose itself in a philanthropic spirit. Lehisnadev, to give. Lohaniach, to leave. Alazov kol asherlo mineged, to leave everything that's in front of him. Verak ledov kabo, but just to cleave to Yisparach Hashem. V'lichlo ba'aron, to be incorporated into his light, bidveka chasheka, with great cleaving and yearning, bebechinus, like the aspect of neshikin, of kissing, v'stapkus rucha barucha, and connecting one spirit with another spirit, as we mentioned earlier. Okay, so that's just saying, now that you have that, you'll be able to accomplish the Shema. So now we're going to go into the Shema. But first, umeyata yivar rabbeinu apostol achazeh. So now that we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, now he's going to explain the pasuk afterwards. Vayu advarim ha'ela tekoi alimud ha'Torah. It's going to be referring to limud ha'Torah. V'yamshich b'zeh atzof ha'perek. And now he's going to go to the end of the perek explaining that second paragraph of the paragraph of Vayu advarim ha'ela. All right. So he's already, assumed you got v'ahafta, and v'ahafta is like, you're going to love Hashem b'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol moedecha. As we already explained what that means, even your wife, your kids, all that stuff. Make it all hefker. That's it. There's nothing there. But now we have to go to the next paragraph, Ayu advarim ha'ela, which is telling us that we have to learn Torah. So, continues the Tanya. Ach, eich hi... One second. Ach, eich hi... Bechinas istapkus rucha barucha. What is this idea of the spirit bonding with the spirit? Commentary: Ha'ava hi shereitz l'davik Hashem boifin, said the love is you want to connect Hashem in this way. Ve'im poel ha'adam, ve'eich poel ha'adam shistavik kach b'pol. How is it possible that a person can actually cleave to Hashem spirit to spirit? How do you get that close? Now look at the footnote Tesfov. Levar Yosef Sloshin Reinka. Let's explain the Rebbe's expression here of Ach Eich Hi Bechinas Istapkus Rucha Barucha. How do you have this aspect of the soul of the spirits clinging to each other? Dulachura, the question we could say, Hare Inyan Zeh Bo Behemshech. This is going to go on. This is going to happen later on. Lamashabir Kodem Shaboli De Ava. He said already earlier, you come to a love, v'chashecha, in a yearning, shetia istapkus rucha barucha, that you have a cleaving of soul, of spirit to spirit, me'atamavar echia istapkus. Then, so it appears, then it's going to explain, so what is this cleaving? But if that's the case, it should have said ve'eich with a vav ve'eichi, and how is it? In other words, it, when you just said it's going to have the spirits will cling, so velo it shouldn't say ach eichi shuloshen matim kasher mikoach mashnam el yeshmakol and rabbi acher. So usually you should, it's better to have a vav, then there'll be the natural follow-up. In other words, he's saying, well, now you're ready to get your spirits together. So the next word should say, but how does that happen? Right? It should be, you know, but how does that happen? So why should it start like a new sentence? Ha. You know, and, it's like and but, ve'ache. It's like a continuation. So it must be saying a little bit deeper over here, right? If it's coming as a connection of what he just said before, it should have said v'achei. Umavarak vod kod admer zechus again. So one of the later rebbe's explains dine la'el bi'ur rabbeinu. The earlier the rebbe explained she'avahi. What is that love? Lazov kol asher lo, to leave everything that you have. L'dov kubeis baruch, to cleave to Hashem lichol be'oro, and to be incorporated in His life. V'tenua shel ha'al ha'olam imata l'malo. This is a movement from below to above. If you can, comes out, nimtza mizeluch, comes out, shehamavuka shalava vav. What's the desired goal of this love? He tenua shel kolos ha'nefesh. It's a movement of expiration of the soul. Shosele gamer mitzvah, so to totally leave your reality, v'chon yad of everything you're involved with, v'reitza lichlor, and you want to be incorporated into the light. V'lzema rabbeinu, so that the rabbi says, ach, but, v'hu chidish gomer, this is a new point. Not like we thought before, Kishnemer Lama like before, that just have the spirits connect. How do you get this? But not through ascending up with your own movement. But it could be the opposite. Through learning Torah, to bring Hashem down. In other words, he's saying the opposite over here. Before, when he spoke about love, he said leaving everything to cleave to Hashem. What do you do when you leave everything to cleave to Hashem? That's going from down to above, right? So I got to move up to Hashem. So now he says, ach, but there's another thing he could do. How do we achieve this clinging of the souls to the souls, which doesn't come from expiring your soul above, but the opposite, through Limud Torah, which really, when you learn Torah, what are you doing?
Bring it down.
You bring Hashem down to you. So that's the ach that he's saying, all right? That's what he's saying over here. So that's the different point, all right? So that's Tesvav. Yeah, all right, so let's continue now. Laze Amar, to this, the next part of the Shema says, Vayu hadvarim ha'ela, that's what the next paragraph is discussing. Okay, so commentary. Psukim elu, these psukim medavim alim Torah, speaks out limud Torah. Be'iyun, thinking about it. Iyun, like thinking deeply, because that's alev avecha on your heart. Ubedibor, and with speech. V'dibar tabom, and speak with it. V'idei shnei nilam, with these two aspects, hubechinas, that's the idea of neshikin, kissing, Vizdapkus, and clinging, rucha rucha, spirit to spirit, ukamoshivar, as will be explained on the next page, tov shin yud dalet. Unakudas ha'inyan, and the main point of this topic is, the hine nishikin, when we say nishikin, kissing, hudvekes rucha barucha, it's the clinging of one spirit to another. Elashazet mispate, how is that expressed? Al yedei dvekus pelapet. That's explained by the closeness of one mouth to another mouth. Behind you, that means she'ikrin, and the main idea is who istapkus rucha berucha of connecting the two spirits visgalasu, and how do you reveal that? How do you show that it's true? The dvegas pepepep, by having the mouth to the mouth connected. V'cheinu b'neshikin kivyachol shben Yehuda kashbar. So too it is between the kiss between a Jew and Hashem. Adei limud Torah, they're learning Torah. Ikrin, who the main thing is istapkus ruach ha'adam ruach. You want the spirit of man to cling to the spirit of Hashem. How do you reveal it? In other words, You have the mouth of the human being clinging, as it were, to the mouth of Hashem. In other words, when a man and a woman are really connected in the deepest way, and their spirits are connecting, you know, that's something you don't see. It's a feeling, right? But you do something to manifest it with a physical kiss. The physical kiss manifests it. So when a person's spirit connects to Hashem's spirit, we want to show a physical manifestation of that kiss, and that's when your mouth is engaged in Hashem's Torah, as it were, and it's mouth to mouth through learning of Torah. So when your lips are moving and saying Torah, that's your kiss to Hashem, and that Hashem is kissing you back. So therefore, you need two things: iyun, thinking, vegam dibur, and speaking. When you think, you're thinking words of Torah. What does that thinking do? That really is, that's the real clinging of the spirit to the spirit. HaTorah, the Torah, she chachma so yisprach. That is Hashem's wisdom. He aruach shal kodesh baruch hu. It's Hashem's spirit, as it were. And when it comes to a person, sichlo, a person's intellect, hurucho, it's his spirit. Udvekus sichlo b'chachmas baruch, and a person's seichel is connecting to Hashem's wisdom. Harezu istapkus rucha brucha. That's the connecting of the souls. That's the main thing. In other words, when I'm thinking of Torah, I'm connecting to Hashem. That's a real connection. That's the thinking. But nobody sees that. V'yafal pishat tzarech gam l'dibur haTorah. Even though you also need to speak words of Torah. No, ve'afal pi kein, I'm sorry. And yet, even though, just if I'm just thinking, I'm already connected in the deepest way, still and all, you got to say it out loud. Why? That reveals it. Who can this mention before? Shall they divide the spell just when two people are kissing? When the husband and wife are kissing, that's not the real thing. It's the feelings that are there between the two of them before the kiss. So now how do we get this to affect between man and Hashem? By speech. That's what says, al levavecha. First, the words are should be, al levavecha, on your heart. Think about it. That's the main thing. And now when you speak, that the inyan should become revealed. So you're thinking about it, Hashem, and that's the real connection, and the speaking is the reveal. Kumosha kasav, I don't know what beis ayin ches. I'm not sure what that stands for. Must be a sefer. Must be some kind of a sefer. I'm not sure what it is. Sheyichud haneshikin, the unification of the kissing, ikoro hu yichud chabad bechabad. It's when you're connecting chabad, chachma bina das, with chachma bina das. V'ina Torah, that's thinking deeply in Torah. Chachma, bina, and das, all three levels of the intellect, where you have the wisdom, you develop the wisdom, and then you integrate it, and you're living in that wisdom. That's the deepest connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't know what the Beis Ayin Ches. Be'ayin Ches, I'm not sure what it is. Isa, you find, Sheyichud HaNashikin. Did I say that already? No. That the connection of the kissing, who yichud chabad b'chabad, v'im came beginning regarding our aspect, neshikin, kissing, hainu, yichud chabad shel adam. It's the chabad of the person, b'chabad shel kodesh baruch hu, that comes through Torah. Because when I'm learning God's Torah, that's God's brains is coming. The Torah is God's brains. It's his intellect.
It's all one.
And I'm using my brains to understand that. So that's the real chabad b'chabad. But v'hapen, the mouth, says Atanya, who motze haruach, it brings out the ruach. V'gili reveals b'china gilui, in a revealed way. V'hainu b'chinas ha'dibur b'divur ha'torah, you speak words of Torah. Ki al motze pi Hashem yichyarim, because the pasuk says, through what comes out of the mouth of Hashem, a person lives. All right, let's... First, let's continue with the commentary to get this idea clear. First, Kishem Shibamashal, just like in the analogy, Hare Apehu Motzei Ruach V'Giluyo, the mouth brings out the spirit and reveals it. Kain Hu Gam Kim B'Nimshal. So it is in the reality. Are they Piv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through the mouth of Hashem, Miskalis Rucha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed the spirit of Hashem. V'Adei Peh Adam, through the mouth of a person, Miskalis Rucha Adam reveals the spirit of the man. V'Gain comes out. Are they Yichud Peh Im Peh? When we unify the mouth with the mouth, how is that? Hu Gili Istapkus Rucha Rucha. That reveals the connection of the spirits. And that aspect of mouth to mouth is revealed through the words of Torah. Divrei Torah hem peh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The words of Torah is Hashem's mouth. When a person says it with his mouth, that's the connection of the two mouths. In other words, how does Hashem talk? He doesn't talk, really, right? So how does he talk? Well, when you see the words of the Torah, that's what Hashem, it's his recorded talk. It's his recorded talk. And now I say that recorded talk. So it's the mouth to mouth, is mamish, connecting, you're revealing. And when I'm thinking about it, it's already connected. So it's like the husband and wife have good, strong feelings to each other. They're already connected. But how's it revealed? When they're kissing each other, then it's mamish, what's inside is being revealed. So the same thing. Thinking of Torah all day long is amazing, and that's the most important thing. Now, let's take this analogy a step further. What if a man sees a pretty woman, doesn't know her, they just start kissing each other?
I'm sure it happens.
No, that's what the way the world is nowadays. So you have a gilui of nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what's happening, because, just kissing her. She's beautiful. He's handsome. Kiss. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you revealing? There's nothing there.
That's a superficiality. Right.
So the same thing, if a guy just reads Torah, doesn't know what he's talking about. Reading a Gemara. You don't understand the Gemara. You don't understand what you're reading.
Or the source or anything else.
You don't know what you're talking about. So it's just like kissing Hashem without any depth, really. Okay, let's give the footnote a try. Whoa! Mikey, turn the page. Look,
Yud Zayin's a long one.
My honey, look, it just keeps going all the way
to the following page.
To the following page. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay, let's give it a try. Tez Zayin. L'chura would appear Kavanas Rabbeinu Basav. What's the Rebbe adding with this little extra knach of the words Ki Al Kol Motzei Pi Hashem Yichyeh Ha'adam? From everything that comes out of Hashem's mouth, man lives. Right? That's the mouth to mouth. All right? Levar, so what's the Rebbe adding? Levar bazeh, tzorach hadibur b'divrei Torah. He's explaining, this is part of the explanation of why you have to speak out words of Torah. Well, Zamran, this he's saying, shal yedei shemotzi b'piv b'dibur, when a person releases from his mouth the speech, only through that does the person live. That's what he's saying. He says, when you talk words of Torah, that's what keeps you alive. That's what you think. That's what you think the kavanah is. Achiev shalom, but you can't say that. Shiriyad mam shekabedim, because then the Rebbe continues and says, you're not yotze, but just thinking. Hasn't really explained why it isn't enough just with thinking. It's not clear enough, because right away he's saying just with thinking. That's coming up in the next. It's the next page over here. We come to Tanya later on. We come up. Yes, the chavasa behir ve'in levado atzios v'disvasov. All right. So you would have thought when it said ki al kol motzei piv Hashem yichye ha'adam. All right. You would have thought it meant that he's explaining why you need to speak words of Torah, and he says, because when you say the words of Torah, that's what keeps the person alive. He says, you can't say that, because right away he says, it's not enough for a person just to think of words of Torah, so that wouldn't be the logical flow. So what does it mean? So because then it doesn't explain, you know, why is it not enough to just think? It doesn't really explain that. So therefore, Val Kain certainly have to say, Sheba'al motzei pi Hashem yichyo adam. What does that mean? Eina kavana, it's not referring to al dibur ha'adam shemotzei. It's not talking about what the man says. So Reb explains, there's two parts of Limud Torah. Even in the realm of thinking, there's two parts. There's not only two parts, thinking and saying, but in the thinking, there's two parts. Aleph, number one, you're thinking of the give and take of the Gemara. Your brain has to halt cup. Okay, Rava says this, it's a question on Rava. Another proof, a question. It's the logical brain of keeping holding the sugya down. That's Aleph. Beis, next page. Hamaskana. Now you need the conclusion. Shupsak halacha. What is the ruling? Okay, after I learned the whole Gemara, you know, how much, how many of the bezdin do you need to have to stone an animal? Whatever. What umaisa, what do we do? A lot of times you have a whole Gemara for a whole page back and forth, you know, we don't have an answer. Or you have to figure out what the answer is. So there's it's the mahalach of the discussion and then the result. That's the two parts he's saying. There's two aspects in learning Torah. Maskonas haseichel, when the seichel comes to the conclusion, he gilui haseichel. It's the revelation of the intellect, right? Because now you've revealed it in terms of what the maskana is. This is where it is. The kivin shepsak halacha gidro. Since the psak of the halacha, the definition of that is gilui. It's a revelation. Lachein hu bebechinas pe hakadosh baruch hu. Therefore, it's the aspect of the mouth of Hashem. Shahapehu bechinas hiskaos. The mouth is the aspect of a relation. Ukalashin Gomorrah, as the Gomorrah says, Dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem, zu halacha. That's halacha. Okay, therefore, kesha'adam edabra b'piv, psak halacha. When a person in his mouth says a psak halacha, harezu dveikus pelapeh. That is the connection of mouth to mouth. Pevidibar Adam, the mouth and the speech of the person, Nidbak, is connected to the Pevidibar Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the mouth and the speech of Hashem. Okay. Now, look in the brackets. V'inyin hizdapkos rucha rucha shu be'iyun ha-Torah, and that aspect of the cleaving of the spirit of spirit, which really is with the thinking of the Torah, Rebbe Emes Eina b'guf ha-psakal, that's not really the psakalocha, ela b'hashakal v'tariya be'edit, that's in the give and take of the content over there. Okay. Now, that's what Rebbe wrote. And that's the aspect of speaking the words of Torah. Hadibur, the speaking in words of Torah. Flo, he didn't say, this aspect of the speaking of Torah, but rather the speech in the words of Torah. Ki hamedaber le'el, what we're speaking about, medaber le'el was speaking, who al dibur b'divrei Torah. We're talking about divrei Torah, which is dafka dvar Hashem, the word Hashem, zu halacha. That's halacha. So they say, dafka hu tveikas pe'adam pe'adam. When you come to the conclusion, that is the clinging of the mouth to mouth. V'chem v'rish le'el, perik memhei, as we explained earlier in chapter 45, of the word yashkeni b'nishikaspi, kiss me with the kissing of your lips. It's the connecting of the word of the man and the word of Hashem. That's halacha. Kidavka halacha. When davka and halacha, zel dibur upe shel kodesh baruch hu. That is the actual word of mouth of Hashem. Kidavka halacha. I said that. One second. Vechein beperek memvav. It says also in the 46th chapter. Bechinis hashikim pelapel adaber divrei Hashem zu halacha. Same thing. So Gam Kei Mashomer, that's what he's saying here. V'hainu b'chinas ha-dibur b'divrei Torah. Umavaris, what's explained? Ki al-motzei piv Hashem yichiram. What does it mean that through the mouth of Hashem a person lives? Shezeu atam loma eino ma speak l'dabur b'shak v'tar. It's not enough just with the question and answer, Shabbat-Torah. El-davka b'masha yotzei b'pi Hashem. It has to be what comes out of Hashem's mouth. Halacha. Ta'alocha, shaldeza dafka yichem. That's where the person lives from. He lives from the halacha. You learn the whole thing long, you don't know what to do. So that's not the kissing of Hashem.
I presume you can't just go to the what to do, though. You have to...
Well, you don't know what to do if you don't...
Can't just go directly to the what to do. You have to deal with the back and forth.
Yes, v'zeh shemam shech, and that's what he continues. Says, when we call Malcolm, he says, still in all, lo yatzdei chavasa behir v'yin levado. It's not enough what you're thinking. Kimasha beer adata beinion almotzi pi Hashem yichadim who rak beer lamat zorich. What he said until now is explaining why you have to come into the halacha. Why is enough for me to come to the halacha without me saying it? To that, the Tanya has to say, well, you still got to say it with your lips, the halacha. In other words, so the real kiss is when you're going through the inyan, you're going through everything, but you still not yet have come to that connection. When you get to the fight, this is the halacha. Based on the whole question and answer, this and that, this is what we do. Now you got, that's the real connection. That's the real total melding of the spirits. So then you're asking the question, so then why do you gotta say it?
Was that forming the relationship, the back and forth, that supports the kiss that's the end?
Could
Based
be.
Based on what we said before, the
Could
human
be.
Analogy.
Maybe, but it seems that the kiss is really the psak halacha.
Right, but if you just learn the halachas without learning the background, you'd be doing kisses that aren't...
Because you really don't understand the basis of the halacha. It's not solid, You're going to forget it, it's just a lot of ideas. You just forget them.
But it's not relationship formed as much.
Right? Yes? Okay. All right, so now let's... So that's the first thing he's saying. So the real aspect of the learning of the Torah is there is the logical part and then is the psak. All right? Okay, so then it's the Dibur B'divrei Torah. That's the mouth-to-mouth. So then the question becomes, or the point is, but even though you've done that kind of kiss, it's still not good enough. You got to speak it out. That's what he has. That's what he has to start explaining. Well, why do I have to speak it out afterwards? Mm. All right.
You got your body involved.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. All right. The next footnote is eujungus. So we're not. Doesn't pay. We did enough for today. So.